ideas, actions, and activities. In Jesus' name, the problem starts with the mind. May your mind be renewed in Jesus' name. 22, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you what? Holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. May God polish us in Jesus' name. Or maybe I should say, may God polish me. Because some of you are not praying. So may God polish me. Unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. Amen. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Praise the Lord. It's a privilege and honor to be a minister of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Well, Paul had beatings, prison, drowning, thrown in the sea. Praise the Lord. But it says, what did he say? He's made a minister. He's not regretting it. May you not regret being a child of God. And if you're a preacher out there, may you not regret being a preacher. Say amen. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you? You see that? So when suffering comes, there's one fruit of the Spirit called what? He didn't call it suffering. What did he call it? That's the one that makes people to quit serving God. Quit their marriage. Quit their job. Quit their children. Quit everything. But it's called the fruit of the Spirit. When I say receive the spirit of long-suffering, see, not one person said amen. Amen. So how are you going to handle stress? That's why you need it. When problem come, if that fruit is there, it deflects off you. You see the problem, but it does not eat you alive. Amen. Because you are living in Jesus and out of Jesus. Say amen. If we don't have that fruit, apostle don't have it, I don't have it, we will not be here. We would have packed up and moved to somewhere else. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. We both have paradise land. I don't need to do anything. Just go there, grow my vegetable fruits, and just enjoy myself. And say, sayonara. Arrivederci, yes. But we're not doing that. We begin to give God praise. Say amen. Hey, Sister Judith, praise the Lord. Yes, we can be eating our mangoes and guavas. So praise the Lord. But how much of that? What is that? You go to heaven and you say, what did you do with your life? I ate mangoes and guavas. Somebody praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Apostle is here with you day and night. Preaching, whether there's 5 people, 10 people, thousands of people, he just continues to march on. March on and continue to do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your hallelujah is weak again. Because you need Jesus. Everyone that's been connected to this ministry has been blessed. Just all you need to do, just look at your history. Look like this. See where I started. See where I am now. Because the Lord is in this place. So long-suffering is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Apostle Paul said, I suffered. For whom? For you. Not suffering for yourself. Don't take that. You're not called to suffer, but for the gospel, you must not compromise. And fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Say amen. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Somebody shout hallelujah. When Jesus was on earth, he preached. When the prophets were on earth, they preached. But the preaching that Apostle Paul came, there were mysteries that were being revealed. Praise the Lord. Such as renew your mind. Hallelujah. Present your bodies as a living what? Sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. It's a service to present your bodies to Christ than to present it to the devil. May we present our lives to the Lord. Say amen. When I finish reading, I'm going to say amen. 27, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Such as my God shall supply all your need, according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. These are mysteries. All, not some need. Every need you have, there is a supply. 28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So you keep hearing the same word over and over. Some people come to church and say, I heard it already. You have to keep hearing it because it's polishing. Say amen. Say, Lord, polish me really good. Yes, because God said we must come to him unblameable. So he doesn't want to see one spot. So the word will clean us. Say, clean me up, Lord. 29, this is the last verse. Whereunto also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Is the workings of God are not weak. They work mightily. May you go for the mighty working of God. Amen. That means if you want that, there will be more polishing. There will be more something that looks like suffering. But say, Lord, polish me and get me out of it fast. So you know what you do when you're going through stuff? You yield to the Lord. You don't run away. You yield. You surrender. Amen. And you come out of it speedily. Yielding and obedience will get you out. So we have read your word, Almighty God. We say yes and amen. Can you say yes and amen? Yes. That's the song we sang this morning. Yes and amen. Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. We have read your will. We say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. To your holy word, we receive that. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to Israel. Peace to all the nations of the earth. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to Glory and Peace Church. And Glory and Peace Family. Peace to Apostle. And bless him. Father, we bless Apostle this morning, leading all our fathers here, head of the fathers here. Jesus Christ, you are the head of the church, and in our local church, Apostle is. So we bless him, and we bless all the men, everybody can sit, men can rise. We bless Apostle and the men rise. We bless every one of them. Stretch your hands. We bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, let their life be wonderful. Give them peace. Give them joy. Give them strength. Fulfill their days. May they live long. The natural things that kill men will not kill them. They will live under the grace of God. They will excel. Where they are weak, make them strong. Where they are strong, make them stronger. Let your power work mightily in them. May they be blessed in their workplaces, blessed in their home. May their children rise up to call them blessed. May their children not give them problem. Their children's children will rise to bless their seed and their generations. May the blessings of Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob rest upon Apostle and all the men that hears the sound of my voice, biological and spiritual. Children, in the mighty name of Jesus, they are blessed and highly favored. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will have testimony. Give them peace in their home. Let their wife and their children be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bless the word of the Lord that is coming to us now. Let it come with power, grace, favor, and mercy. Let the Spirit of the Lord saturate our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen, Apostle.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. This morning, before I come with the word of the Lord to us, we want to do something very important. At a particular time in the history of Israel, God sent his prophet, Samuel, to a particular family, the family of Jesse. Jesse had 8 sons, and God had assigned him to go and anoint a king. And when Samuel got there, in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 6, the word of God says, "And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab," as the oldest son, "he looked on Eliab, Eliab," interesting enough, means "my God is father." Today's Father's Day. God is father. Now don't misconstrue this passage of scripture. Don't lose it. "He looked on Eliab and he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him." I want you to hear this word. He says, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." Not before me, before him. The Lord's anointed is standing before God. Everyone that is anointed stands before God. Some of you have heard me say it quite a few times, that when I'm ministering the word of God, I'm ministering to the audience of one. That one may be you, but really it's the audience of one, the Lord. Because I am ministering to his approval, that whatever it is that I'm saying or doing is right in his sight. If it is right with the eye in the eyes of everybody else, but not right in his sight, it's no good. God says to Samuel in verse 7, says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance." I'm not looking at the outside part or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Amen? The Lord looks at the heart. God chooses based on the heart, not on your outward stature or whatever else that you think you bring to the table. He looks at your heart to see if your heart is after Him. A heart that is not after God is a heart that is going to do its own thing. In verse 13, actually, let me take it from verse 11. Jesse presented all his sons, but there was one that he didn't think qualified. He was out in the boonies taking care of the flock. And after all the orders had been set aside, Samuel says unto Jesse, "I hear all thy children?" And he said, "There remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither." And send and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Read it with me. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And together, let's read the rest of the passage. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Amen? From that day forward, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. When the anointing oil came on him, the Spirit of God came and rested on him. This morning, I want to call on one of your fellow brethren. For years now, the Lord has been calling him a pastor. I did not know in what way he was going to function or what place he was going to function as. But a few months ago, God began to speak to me. And he said, "I want you to anoint him as a pastor, a minister of visitation. I want the grace that I place on him to begin to bring strength to the body." Amen? So I'm going to call on this young man. He's young because I'm older than he is. Hallelujah. Anybody younger than me is young. Deacon Paul Morin. We read. Amen. We read the passage about you, and come up with your wife. Come over here. We read about Paul, a minister. Hallelujah. Paul, a minister of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Wow, you're looking sharp. Look at you with your blue shirt and blue tie. And oh yeah, yeah. Awesome. I'm on call on the elders and deacons in this household and pastor to please come stand around them. I'm on call on another young man that we want to present to you today. He's going to be working with our young people, with our youth, ministering to them. I'm going to call upon him to come and stand here also, Brother Moses. Hallelujah. Elders, deacons, deaconesses, please come surround these people. And I'm going to call on one more person today. Mama and I need support to get the work done. No minister of the gospel can function by themselves and think they can accomplish whatever it is God wants them to do. We all need assistance. And so I'm going to call on a young lady that's been of great help to Mama and I in getting things done. When I'm ministering the Word of God and you see things going on the screen, this is a person responsible for that. Since the day she stepped through these doors, she's been of great help. Kristen, please come. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the rest of the saints to stand. Something is going to happen to every one of you. When God called a young man called Saul, he thought his father's animals were lost, but God had a plan. And at the end of it all, when the anointing came upon him, the Bible says he became a different man. There is a difference, an elevation that's going to take place in your lives. Yes, you represent us when you minister to people, but most importantly, you represent the Lord. You stand before the Lord. Your integrity must be based on you standing before the Lord. You cannot just do things because you want to do it. You've got to have hearing ears, an understanding mind, and be graced with knowledge. I'm going to ask that God will grant you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. By wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the house is filled with precious treasures. May the hand of God rest upon you, and may you be vehicle through which great treasures are raised up and brought into the family of God. We anoint both of you today, and you will go with this anointing, and strongholds will be destroyed. You will show up in homes as light, and darkness will be dispelled. We build and fortify you with the goodness of God, and declare that the God who elevates will continually elevate you, promote you, establish you, guide you, so that you fulfill your divine purpose, call, and destiny.
Amen. Amen. Close your eyes, four of you. I think all three are closed. What I want you, before oil is laid on your head, just...
Your mic.
Oh.
Mama's mic.
Praise the Lord. I think it's on.
Okay, can't hear you.
Praise God.
There you go.
All right, little volume. I just want, I said, close your eyes. Yeah, don't look at me. So this is a sacred moment. What I want you to do before hand is laid on you, when the oil of service comes on you, whatever is in there is going to multiply. So for now, right away, quickly, just drop every rubbish in your heart and just let it go so that you get authentic anointing. Otherwise, you get the opposite. So you have mixture. You don't need mixture.
Amen.
So your life will be changed starting right now. I say, David, when the anointing came on him, it changed from that day forward. May the hand of the Lord touch you. So quickly do that on your own. I don't see mouth moving. You got to briefly confess it under your breath. Do that speedily, and then Apostle is going to... 1, 2, 3. Mouth moving. Do your confession. Don't think it. Yeah. If you're done, I say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, nothing that has been done today has been done in the flesh,
yes,
but by your Spirit.
Yes.
On this Father's Day, I release the Father's blessing.
Yes.
May your grace, O God, rest upon this son.
Amen.
Rest upon this daughter.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Rivers, rivers, I get you unclogged now. In the name of Jesus. Let that which you were born to do begin to manifest now. In the name of Jesus. There's no competition. You're not like your brother. You are you.
Yes.
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 Son of destiny, rise in Jesus' name. Our wisdom from above, in the name of Jesus. Mama Sheku coaching the Kate Prosik. Who is like unto the Lord? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I heal the broken heart. Every form of rejection that you have experienced, melts out of you.
Amen.
Now. You will go in the boldness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Be restored. Be made whole. You shall bring wholeness to many. These feet shall dance unto the Lord. Maroshik elebakas. In the name of Jesus. Marika sokote brose madabashekete. In the name of Jesus. Grace, 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 grace be bestowed upon you. Wholeness. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Grace to do the impossible. Grace to do the impossible. Grace to do the impossible. The favor of God and the wisdom of God and His walking knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Be imparted into you. Discernment. The right person standing by you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Impact.
Impact. Infuse. Empower. Receive unusual abilities.
Yes.
Wow.
It's done. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Thank you, Lord.
There was a woman of God that served a man of God called Hagen.
Billy Bree.
Her name is Billy Bream. I hear the Lord saying that a grace is coming upon your life. That is going to give you access and a voice. Receive it in Jesus' name. Oh. Take it. children, I'm going to pray for you at the end of this service. Because God is going to do something supernatural in all of your lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Blessings. Deaconesses. Thank you. Step into your office. Bless you. Bless and do what God has called you to do.
Bless you.
Amen. Blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. My monitors are not doing what they're supposed to do. I want to welcome you all to the house of the Lord today. There is much to be shared, but the time is limited. The Bible says in the book of Malachi, chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." There is the connection of the blessing that's related to father, son, children relationship. The word of God is saying, if fathers and their children don't get reconciled, that a curse comes upon the land. Before there was government, before there was an institution called the church, there was the institution called family. Amen? Before the church, before government, there was family. And when family is not united, curses have access. When family was separated by sin, curses came in. Now, the curse did not come because they were not united. It was that they were united wrongly. Hello? The man and woman agreed together to eat the fruit. That was unity. But it generated a curse. Men were together in agreement and were going to do the extraordinary. They were united. And still, because it was not aligned to the will of God, it became the conduit for a curse. Are you with me? So unity is not everything. Unity based on the right thing is what releases the goodness of God, the power of God. Hallelujah. Say with me, Lord, give us proper unity. Do hand join in hand. If God is not in it, it only spells disaster. What we want is the unity that comes from God. And God says, part of this is the reconciliation of father and children. When I think about honoring fathers today, I'm thinking about a flip side to the story. How, as fathers, are we fathering? Are we making a connection with our children? It is not enough to say, do it this way, and the child says, why? Because I'm your father. Because I'm your father is not an enough reason. I need to have the wisdom to communicate to that child why I am thinking the way I am thinking. Now, at the same time, honoring my father or my mother is not based just on the premise of what they are saying is right. God covers all the bases. This is how well he covers it. Jesus said, he that gave me up, he has a greater sin. And he was not talking about Judas. He was talking about the father taking ownership, because he knows that you and I are going to ask the question, God, if you knew the devil was going to be so bad, why did you create the devil? And God says, okay, you want to blame me? I take the blame. In fact, I will die for you. But the fact is, I have equipped you with everything that you need to win the battle, no matter who is bringing the challenge around you. And I'll prove it. I'm going to come as just an ordinary man, as the last Adam, and just me, no help from any other, I am going to demolish the forces of darkness, just me. And God says, one with him is majority. Amen? Hallelujah. The goal of God is to make certain that you, me, are so graced with the knowledge of the fact that we know that God loves us. The Heavenly Father loves us so deeply that me with him together at all times will win no matter what the situation is. Hallelujah. Part of the impartation of God's favor on you as his son today is this, that you are graced to win. Fathers are called to raise people that win. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God called you to win. God graced you to raise up sons and daughters that win. Hallelujah. Oh, they may be struggling today, But whatever it is that you've invested in them in Christ Jesus will cause them to win at the end. Praise God. Your role as a father is to speak the blessing. Glory be to God. God says, I'm going to knit the hearts of fathers and their children together, or else a curse will come. Our society is based on the family. Let me say that again. Our society, those in government, those in business, those in the school division, those functioning in any realm at all, engineers, doctors, they all came from the bedrock of family. And if our society is sick and corrupt, it is not what they were taught at the school. It is what was taught at home. Now, listen to me. I know that the school division and the teachers and the unions, they're very powerful force. But a child that has the grace of God and the boldness of God inside him or her will stand up. Amen? That child will stand up. Now, it's a challenge, but this is also true. That if we raise corrupt people, because there's no integrity in the home, that we'll have a corrupt government. Because if we taught integrity, honesty at home, and that's how that child was raised, then that's how that child is going to continue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But having said that, this is also true, that no matter how much you are taught, if you don't learn the secret of obedience and honor, you will go and do things your own way. God is a perfect father, wouldn't you think? Did he always visit with Adam and Eve? At the cool of day, he was always there. So God was not an absentee father. But Adam and Eve blew it because they listened to another voice. They lost sight of what God has called them to be. And any child who loses sight of God's purpose for his life and allows friends to talk them into whatever is a child that's going to act the role of the fool. Hello? Somebody listening? I hope you heard that. Oh, I'm going to hang around with my friends. And you stop studying. You lost sight of your vision. You lost sight of where God wants you to go, what God wants you to do. And you start pursuing after whatever games they play today. It is not because your father was a bad father. Is because you chose not to listen. Now, if you have a father who did not teach you discipline, teach you focus, teach you how to handle your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, well, you have somebody to point your finger at. But if you have a father who's telling you what the right thing to do and you think, old man, what do you know? You'll find out. Sooner or later, you will find out what that old man knew that you did not know. Hello, children, are you listening to me? Okay, thank you very much. Study. No, I want to watch my favorite show. No, I want to talk on the phone with my friends. No, I want to be on social media. And your focus goes away from following and doing the right thing. You will mess up your life. I used to tell my sons and my daughter, listen, these people that you're hanging around, you think this is the beginning and the end of your life. One of these days, you guys are going to graduate from school, and Johnny is going to go to New Brunswick, and the other one is going to go to Vancouver, and one is going to end up in San Francisco, and one else, another one is going to end up in Thompson, Manitoba, and you're not going to see each other. So focus on how you can be the best you. Any person that wants to be your friend that doesn't want you to be the best you is a person that's going to dump you when they see that you are a loser. It's just the way it is. Are we listening? My focus this morning is not about honoring your fathers. My focus this morning is, fathers are there to help you be the best you. Fathers are there to help you win. Amen? Your father is there to help you win. And anything that is going to make you lose, your father is there to speak to you so that you don't end up being a loser. Because there's something like that. Loser. Hello? We don't like hearing that word, loser. But you just need to go down the street and find out people who have lost. But God is saying, I'm well able to bring about restoration. Amen? There is a point where you make the decision, what is my life about? Let me put it this way. Half times half is what? A quarter. Is a quarter less than a half? Okay. Hear it. Let me say it again. Half times a half is what? A quarter. And a quarter is less than half. The purpose of multiplication is to increase. Yes? True? The purpose of multiplication is to increase. But when you are less than one, multiplication reduces you. One times a half is what? What? A half. Huh. So even when one is one, and you multiply it with a half, it becomes less. Oh, wow. So Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm saying, you better be one. Be whole. Be complete. And in that completion, don't join yourself with somebody that's half. Because if you join yourself to that person that's a half, you are going to be less. Remember, God started with family. And every one of us here is called to become that. Strange thing in life is that those that don't have a vision, those that don't have a passion to be the best that they can be, find themselves coming into the lives of people that are already moving in the direction of purpose, burning their minds until they become less. Doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are in this place today, you got to think this. Who am I attached to? What am I connecting to? Am I connected to something that is whole, that has a focus and a passion for something good? Or am I trying to attach myself or something that is going to reduce me trying to attach itself to me? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18, God says, he says, "And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." God says, I'm going to be father to you. Now, what does this father do? The word of God tells us that this father is going to speak into our lives. Hebrews 12 and verse 7. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. If you endure chastening, God is dealing with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? A father that doesn't chasten or speak to the life of his children is a father that's not operating in love towards them. And as fathers, we must speak to the next generation because they are the future. Now, not every one of us had a good father. And by that I mean good father as defined by you. That father as defined by himself might think that he's been a good father, but defined by you, he might not be. But it doesn't matter. Because if you know who you are in him, God becomes your true north that helps you thrive in spite of natural men. As I'm listening to a young man that must be about 10 years old, something like that. And this 10-year-old, I can only imagine what kind of a life he's going to have. He speaks with so much wisdom, so much insight, and he talks about things that really matter. And one of the points he makes is this. You can be raised from the same father and the same mother and have two different lives. One makes it and another doesn't make it. Every one of us have the opportunity to make choices. Amen? If I ask this young boy, if I take him down the street and I say, do you like this kind of a life? And he sees drug addicts and whatever else, without even being taught anything, he will say, no. We all know what right is and what wrong looks like. And we can make the decision, I don't want that. And make the right decision. And I'm speaking to adults today who may be blaming their fathers or their mothers for whatever kind of life they have. You can make a decision to turn it around. Make a decision. I'm going to turn this life around and live the kind of life that will glorify God all of my days. You make that decision. Everybody has the ability to make choices. And today I want to challenge every one of us today. Make the right choice, because our Heavenly Father is glorified or dishonored by the choices that I make. And child of God, you are going to dishonor or honor your family by the choices that you make. Because when we see somebody in government doing crazy stuff, the question we end up asking is, what family did he come from? Who is his father or his mother? Because somebody must not have raised him right. Now, why will I insult my family? Because of the wrong decisions I make. I need to make right decisions. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 26, and I'm going to wrap up in just a moment. The Word of God says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. When you have a true fear of God, you have strong confidence. And then it says, and his children shall have a place of what? Refuge. This is the role of the father. The role of the father is to demonstrate a true fear of God, reverence for God. And in that stance, your children will find a place of refuge. They'll find security. They'll find wholeness. Because you demonstrated the fear of God. It's not just about what I say. It's about what I am doing. Do you act in the doing of God's will? God says, you are going to be filled with confidence. And your children coming right after you will find refuge in the confidence that they see in you. They see integrity. They see boldness. They see security. They see wholeness. They see favor. That you found favor in the sight of God and the sight of man. This is what ultimately would generate honor. Honor your father and your mother. Why? This is how your life is going to be graced with an extension and true productivity. You're going to be able to achieve so much so quickly in such a brevity of time. Hallelujah. I want everyone here today to be encouraged by the love of God. Have a fear of God. Honor God. Make decisions that will bring wholeness, not only to your life, but to the lives of others. Because, child of God, you and I are building our future right there in the nucleus of your family. Something I've learned. Once a father, always a father. I will always be a father to my children. Amen? Mama will always be mother to our children. And it doesn't matter, once you have a father that seeded you, whether you like it or not, divorce him and whatever else, he will still be your father. even this day, I will still hear my Father's voice speaking. You want to do the wrong thing? You hear your Father's voice. You want to do the right thing? You hear your Father's voice. Heavenly Father, earthly Father, even though my dad is gone, fathers, do not stop talking. Because even when the child seems to be rebelling against what you're saying, you're dropping the word in there. Just make sure you drop the right word. Amen? Just drop the right word. Don't seed what you don't want that child to embrace. Praise the Lord. That way, you will honor God. Because ultimately, it's not just the honoring of your earthly father. The agenda is you honoring the Father of all fathers. Praise the Lord. Don't bend over and do the wrong thing. If I don't want, now, don't misquote me, don't misunderstand me, but just take this as an illustration. If, for example, as a father, I think that, well, it's not as bad as it used to be. Years ago, if you are tattooed all over the place, nobody will hire you as a manager or whatever, CEO or whatever else, right? So, if I want my children not to get all tattooed all over the place, sticking a fake tattoo on them does not help them, even though I'm going to clean it up. I have created a pattern. Like I said, this is not against anybody having tattoos or not having tattoos. I'm just making a point. Amen? So whatever you don't want to grow in your children, don't do it. If you abuse your wife in front of your children, guess what you're raising? Wife abusers. Hello? Whatever you see that is not right, don't do it. Oh, I'm just taking a shot. You're raising a drunk. I'm just going to take a little poof here. You're raising somebody who's going to become a drug addict. Don't do it. If they become that, that is because of the wrong choices they made, because they connected with somebody that is leading them in that direction. But you are not to raise up a child in a way that he should not go. Hello? Do we capish? We're on the same page? Amen? Are you mad at me? I could care less about that anyway. Hallelujah. So, whatever it is you want, do. Because whatever it is that you're doing is in seed form, and you're going to get a harvest from it. But if you have not done anything wrong, you are well able to believe and trust for restoration. Was God a perfect father? Did Adam and Eve sin? Yes. Was it because of God's fault? No. They chose. But God, because God did not do the wrong, God is able to help them get out. Amen? Don't fall inside the same well and think you're going to save anybody. Just remain that father, that lover, that protector, that provider, and you can throw a line and help them out. Amen? And finally, forgive. Some of us need to forgive our fathers for the mistakes they've made. Every father has made mistakes. every father at some point has made a mistake. You dealt with the situation wrongly. Ask for forgiveness. Children, forgive, because someday you're going to be that father and you're going to be that mother. And you're going to make mistakes too. And you want to be forgiven. Absentee father, throw that away and say, I am not going to be an absentee father. I'm going to be present with my children. Whatever is not right, choose the right path. Does that make sense? That's what I want to encourage every one of us to do today. Stick with the program. Do the right thing. Make the right decisions. God will help every one of us make the right decisions for His glory and for His honor. Blessed be His name forever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of us has done valiantly. The daughter in this house, I hear, was in a 100-meter dash recently, representing our province. And I hear she was behind, and then she overtook. Hallelujah. And cut the tape. Amira, just stand up. Let us honor you. Praise God. Praise God. And we're trusting you're going to represent our great nation, Canada, real soon in the Commonwealth. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. And we have so many in here that are going to do great and greater things. And with that, I want to call all the children up. All children, just come. We want to release to you the benefits of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're proclaiming scholarships. We're proclaiming over your lives that you'll be CEOs and top-notch businessmen and women, great ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I see some mothers and fathers up here. I said children, but these mothers and fathers, they're not going to take that. They want to be touched too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Huh? That's right. She got a scholarship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Today, Mama and I are going to join together and lay hands on you. We want you to be greatly impacted. You're going to win. Amen. Amen? Hallelujah. Every child in here, you're all winners. Your head and not tail. Amen. Above only and never beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to pray God will impact you today. Amen. With supernatural wisdom. Amen. Supernatural understanding. Amen. Supernatural knowledge. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to start all the way from that end and come all the way this way. It'll start from this end today? Okay. Mama said, you know, my spiritual father used to say, Mama used to say, Maurice, you might be the head, but I'm the neck that turns the head. So that's the display right there. move back. Yes, just move back a little bit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We call you blessed. Call you blessed. Call you blessed. Call you blessed. We call you blessed. We call you blessed. We call you blessed. Hallelujah. We call you blessed. Call you blessed. We call you blessed. We call you blessed. Call you blessed. We call you blessed. We call you blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. We call you blessed. We call you blessed. We call you blessed. Amen. We call you blessed. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For those that are online, you are not removed from this. We just stretch our hands towards you and your children. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our Father has called us all to salvation. Word of God says we all have sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. God wants to infuse back into us His glory. The glory of God, or doxa, stands for all that God is. All that God is. God wants to infuse back into us all that He is. And today, if you have not reconnected with this love of God, you've not given your life to God, I want to encourage you to do so. If there's anyone here today who's not surrendered their lives to God, recognize Him as Abba, Father. And today you like to do so. Father, I just come back to you, just like the prodigal came back to his father. Just ask you to just raise your hand, because I'd like to just pray with you. I'm not going to ask you to come up, but just right where you are, just raise your hand and say, you know what? I want to reconnect back to God. Amen. I see the little one's hand. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? You know, you just want to reconnect back to God. Okay. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the hand that was raised. Lord, connect. Raise this one up into higher dimensions of supernatural favor. As your word says, Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. So let it be with this child. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Just come and honor God with your giving this morning. Express with thanksgiving from your heart your appreciation for His loving kindness and His tender mercies. The reverence of God becomes a fountain of life for every one of us and causes us to depart from all snares. God says that He will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. The Lord said something to me during the week that I shared on Friday. I should have shared this before you started coming. But He said to me to say to every one of us, when we bring our offering, to say, Lord, speak for me. Amen? Speak for me. I asked Him this question. I said, what do you mean, speak for me? He said, when we bring our tithes and our offerings, He said, when we say, speak for me, He will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Amen? As God speaks, let every devouring spirit be rebuked from your life. May that which you sow prosper. May God bring increase into your life. May God cause you to be propelled into heights that the enemy cannot reach. And may He cause you to rise to the highest levels of favor in every realm for His glory and for His honor and for the benefit of all mankind. Because God has blessed you to be a blessing. Amen? Praise the Lord. At this time, we're now going to share in communion together. We all have our elements of communion. If you don't have it, just raise your hand and the ushers will come and serve you where you are. Do we all have it? If you don't have, just raise your hand and you'll be served. Okay. All right. Well, this is the body of the Lord. The body that was broken for our redemption, our deliverance, our peace, our prosperity. This guarantees, when we take of this body and of this cup, it guarantees that healing will be released into our bodies. Amen. For He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon Him, and by the stripes that He bore, we were healed. Say with me, Father.
Father.
Everything.
Everything.
That you purpose.
That you purpose.
When our Lord Jesus Christ.
When our Lord Jesus Christ.
Set up this sacrament.
Set up the sacrament.
Of the Lord's Supper.
Of the Lord's Supper.
And communion.
And communion.
Whatever it is that you had in your mind.
Whatever it is that you
let
had
it
in
be
your mind,
manifest in my life.
Let it be manifest
for
in
your
my
glory
life,
and honor.
For your glory and
in
honor.
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
I receive
name. I receive
all the blessings.
All the blessings
of the table of communion.
Of the table of communion.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Take Hallelujah. And eat.
I'm going to release a word to somebody, and then we'll take our communion. There's someone whose womb has been shut. It was opened and it's shut. May the Lord open your womb now.
Amen.
That you will conceive and have healthy children.
Amen.
Two more in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. If you have an issue, any type of issue, just receive your own miracle now.
Amen.
Say, I receive my portion.
I receive my portion.
Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It's a full paid for. Mm. We receive your mercy, your deliverance, your protection, and the speaking voice of the blood speak greater and better things than that of Abel, that of earthly blood. Mm. We receive your holy blood.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, just be seated for a moment. I know we've kept you much longer than we'd love to.
Is anybody online?
Those of you online on Zoom will come to you in just a moment. But yeah, some who's here for the first time or visiting? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come by those that I don't think I've seen. You're growing so fast. Mm-hmm. She's shooting up. Mm-hmm. Blessings. Hi. What's the name?
Ryan.
Ryan? Nice meeting you, Ryan. Welcome here. Bless you. Amen. Blessings, blessings. Hallelujah. Bless you. So good to see you. You promised me you're coming.
Yes.
And you did. You're a man of your word.
Praise God.
Not sort of. You did it.
Yes.
Awesome. I look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Remind me of your name again. Your name again?
Rick.
Rick. Bless you, Rick. Awesome. Ah. Surprise, surprise. Blessings. Blessings. So good to see you both. Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. In front. Somebody right
there. Oh, right over here. Bless you. What's the name?
Pierre
Talley. Pierre?
Pierre
Talley.
Yes.
Pierre Talley. Nice meeting you.
Praise God.
Blessings, blessings. Good to have you. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. I see this sister here. I'm coming to you. Blessings. So good to have you. Thank you for being here. Good to see you. Bless you. Two in a row. Ah, that's good. That's hot. Welcome here. So good to have you. Blessings. Amen. Oh, I've not seen you for a while. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who?
Who? Just welcome
them.
You've lost.
Here last week. These are two very special people here with us, all the way from Nigeria. Bless you. So where is? Amen. Hallelujah. The Shadrachs. Praise God. Amen. Oh, there's a Father's Day video. Oh wow, just a quick moment. There's a Father's Day video I see. You tell me.